Service.
What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And our guest,
Rainbow Barris.
Rainbow Barris is here with us. I was just saying that I love Lip Service has such a variety of guests. Mm-hmm. Last week we had porn star extraordinaire Lisa Ann on. And now we have somebody who is a porn star in the bedroom for her husband, but also an author, an anesthesiologist, a doctor, a mom, and all of that. So let's give some background on who Rainbow Barris is.
I think you summed it up pretty well. I mean, I think the most important thing for me really is being a mom. I do have 6 kids. Mm-hmm. I've been married a long time, for especially these days and times. Our oldest just turned 20, same day the baby turned 3. My first and my last have the same birthday.
Wow. The same birthday?
Same birthday. And
so I guess that was a wrap. That was kind of like a...
That's God was like, wrap it up. We're done. And he was 2 months early on her birthday. So I was like, this is really a sign
of
God.
That was a sign.
So, what's that date? June 9th.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, wow.
But and they are I hope today is a good day.
But that's nice. You got some built-in babysitters already.
So. That's the oldest two. And when I first got pregnant with the baby, they were like, "We need to talk to you." And I'm like, "About what?" And they were like, "We don't know if this is the best thing for you."
Wow.
And I was like, "No, you don't know if it's the best thing for you." So it's they are built-in babysitters and built-in arguers and all that. I told them, I said, what do you think I had you for? It's good. It's a good age range. And first, we had 3 girls first, and we had 3 boys second.
Wow. It's like a perfect life.
Perfect. Nothing is perfect, but it's close to it.
As far as the kids, like, that's kind of dope. Like, 3 and then 3.
Yeah.
Because, you have 3 girls, and you're like, I really want a boy.
Exactly.
And then you got your boy,
and then
got
his 3.
I thought like, oh yeah, we had a boy, that's great, he's happy. And then it was like, we'll never have another boy. Well, I like, we won't have any more kids, but if we do, we'll be a girl. And then it was a boy, and I was like, oh. And then we had another, and I'm like,
and then another.
This is so interesting. So it is a blessing.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that, because the character of Bo on Black-ish is based on you in real life, but not completely, but that's basically where the character came from.
Yes, correct.
So sometimes do you get to know what's going to happen on the episodes before it happens? Like, do you guys have a sit down discussion, you and your husband, Kenya, like, okay, so we're going to discuss this and we're going to tackle this. Like, how much input do you give based on your real life?
Usually I find out after.
Damn.
But it depends. I mean, if it's something tough, it was a couple of seasons ago, he did, a very tough, it was the first and only, I think, arc that they did. So it was, 3, I think, episodes that followed each other, where Bo and Dre were having some marital differences, I guess. And he had gotten a lot of pushback about, I don't know if you shouldn't do this. People are going to think this is your life. And, he did ask me about that. And I was like, I absolutely think you should do it, because, one of the things that people appreciate about this show is that they feel like they can relate to these characters.
Right.
And if you're only showing the positive, then that's not relatable. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, so what if people think that it's us right now? Like, what does that matter? We are examples in so many ways for so many couples and so many people. And I think it's important to be vulnerable and to be honest, even when it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So he did ask me about that. But other than that, I usually find out after, but a lot of the stuff is like, oh, I didn't know you were going to write about that.
Is it sometimes also like, well, that's how you saw it, but I saw it differently?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because when things happen, we look at it differently than they look at it.
We always have our different point of view.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's...
And we're usually right.
We're right.
Yeah,
we actually
always
are.
Right.
My boyfriend just lets me be right, and that's his thing. Like,
oh,
how
that's
we don't
a good,
argue.
That's a good man.
He's
that's
like, a, you know what? You're right.
How do you get that? And you're not even married.
I don't know. He understands me.
That's good.
And I think, he probably feels like, well, probably because I am, but also because I think he's just like, we have petty arguments. It's not even worth it. And usually I am right.
No, you probably are right. It's not that he's not letting you be right.
No, it's true. Most of the time I feel like women are. Like I look at my sons and I look at my daughters and I'm like, how are men in control of the world? Because they are so below, like just women just get it in a different way.
They're like mediocre.
No, I'm kidding. No, but like they're not.
Kidding, guys.
They just can't reach the level of thinking as the same as a woman. I'm sorry. Men just don't have it. There's something missing with them. I don't know.
I think we also, a lot of times, I kind of step back and let them.
I think we have to.
Be in charge.
Yeah, because if you let them think they're in charge, then it's like more smooth.
But you see, that's another mental tactic on a man.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. No, yeah, because I feel like,
you got it.
Yeah, right. I can't do that. It's really hard. And let him do it. And be like, I did that yesterday.
But we do sacrifice sometimes, I feel like.
I think being a woman, I think, is a sacrifice, but I think it is the best sacrifice. Like, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I think it's such a special gift to be a woman. And with all of the challenges and the responsibility, I think it's just so powerful and amazing. And
we were talking about what would we do if we had a penis for a day. Like, what would that be like? Can you imagine? What would you do, Gigi, if you had a penis for a day?
Swing it around in the helicopter.
Fuck everybody.
In the mirror. And then go in the mirror. In the mirror, because I got to see it do like
Gigi
that.
Gigi might get an STD. I don't know.
And then I would just go stick it in as many pussies as I can.
You think you would do anal?
Of course. I would with a female, you know. Well. Because I don't think I would be, I would be a man. Like, I'm thinking if I'm a man. So I don't want to be, you know, I just want to have regular.
She's like, this is not coming out right.
Yeah. Y'all get what I'm trying to say.
I get what she's saying. I think that sounds right. I think that sounds good.
I mean, that's what they do anyway, right? They swing it around in a circle in the mirror.
Guys, just,
nobody wants to admit that they've ever done it, but they do.
They do.
You guys play helicopter with your penis?
You've done it before.
Oh my God.
As a little kid, when you realized that it dangled and hanged and swung like a pendulum, you shook that motherfucker around. Don't act like you ain't do it at least one time.
But when they get older, look, do they do it?
No, see, they probably don't do it as adults. No,
they won't admit it. They won't admit it.
Especially if it's long.
I can't believe, so you guys really swing your...
like an elephant trunk.
What about, do y'all like... I'm sorry, there's some guys in the room. Do you guys play with your balls when you masturbate or just the penis?
That's a good question. I really want to know the answer.
They like when we play with them. So do they play with us?
Yeah. Do you like caress your balls?
Right. Because you ask us to do it.
You're saying yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And a no. Oh,
yes. A yes and a no.
Okay. So he don't like his balls.
So 50-50.
Can you imagine if you walked in on your man like fingering himself in the butt and
okay?
Oh my God!
And playing his own balls. Take it
to of course, leave it up to Angela to take it to the next level.
Sorry.
Oh God!
5 minutes into
would
the
you be
episode.
Like,
right? Why did you call me?
Right? What do you need me for again? You need me for what?
You think guys would want to have a vagina for a day to see what it feels like, or you think we just would like to have a penis for a day?
I wouldn't like to have a penis for a day.
You wouldn't want to have a penis for a day?
No. I would wake up like, oh my God.
Right.
What am I going to do with this?
That would be a good movie. They always do movies where you wake up as a kid.
Right.
Or you like switch like Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday, yeah.
Now that's a real Freaky Friday.
But if you knew you were only going to have it for a day, would that change? If you knew it was only for a day.
If I knew it was only for a day, I'd be like, all right, I'm just going to stay in the house and smoke weed and just wait and wait it out. Yeah, I'm going to masturbate. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to masturbate all day.
See how many times I can masturbate today?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, I'm just going to see how many times I can come
masturbate.
Because
penises are fascinating. Like, how often do you find yourself like playing with your man's penis? Just like...
A lot.
And they hate for you to touch it when they're not hard.
I don't like
they
to touch
it. They get so ashamed. Like, what are you doing? And
then, I had an ex that I touched his penis like this, and he got so mad at me. Like, don't be grabbing my dick with two fingers. He was so mad. And I didn't do it on purpose.
He was like, are you trying to see how big it is?
I didn't do it on purpose.
He thought you were so mad. They want you to use the whole hand, because if you're not using the whole hand, they don't feel manly. If you use just the finger and the thumb.
See?
Was this the heart attack guy?
No.
Okay.
The heart attack guy?
I would have had to grab his penis like that.
He had a small penis.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard about those.
It was really small.
I've only heard about those.
Listen, good thing you never had to witness it. Okay, let's just say I had a lot of anal sex during that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to feel it one way or another.
That's all you had to feel? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Those butt walls. Was
sorry. Butt walls.
Butt walls?
Wow.
Oh, Jesus. I was like, where am I?
Right. Take another sip, girl.
I have like so many questions for you guys.
Yes.
Like,
so you've been in a committed relationship for such a long time.
I know.
Though.
So that's why I'm like, wow. So like, does everybody have anal even if you're not married? Like, is that common?
I've never had anal.
I don't do anal either.
I would like to, but it's
too painful. I can't do it.
I tried it. It never went all the way in. I wanted to, but you know what? And I learned this from Lisa Ann, the porn star who was here last week.
Okay.
She said when you clench your teeth, it makes your butt clench.
Oh,
so if you relax your jaw...
I could have told you that, because like when you have a pap smear, if you clench your upper body, then your vagina clenches, and so it's good to put your arms up because it makes you relax.
I never knew that. Wait, hold on.
So we got to add that to our list.
If you put your arms up and you're like this, it's harder for you to like. You know, because your whole body will be doing this, but when your arms are like this, you could do this.
Oh, yeah.
So you put your arms up, and then if you breathe, and then it's easier.
That's a good way to do anal, then.
Probably.
Put your arms up.
Like, what are you doing?
She also told us to use silicone lube.
To use lube?
Silicone lube for anal.
As opposed to
water based.
Oh, because it's more. Slippery.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
I've done anal before, like with guys with like average size penises, but it just so happens like the more recent relationships, like I wouldn't even.
Thank God, right?
Never, like
yeah. Thank God you don't even have to.
Yeah. No. Exactly. Yeah. They don't even like it because they've never been able to get it because it's just too.
It's uncomfortable.
So.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like. I mean, I was young when I wasn't married, but I was prudish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not now.
Yeah.
But before, I'm like, maybe I was just young. So I would have been like, you want to do what?
Because it does sound more shocking when you're young. I'm going to tell you this, though. I went to public school and I went to private school for high school, right? Public school, nobody was doing that. But in private school...
Were you a white girl's?
Yeah, that's my private school was. And I remember this one white girl was like, oh my God. And then he put it in my butt and I was bleeding. And
oh my God.
And I was like, who even thinks to do that? I didn't even know.
I didn't know anything about that. I didn't either. Like, I literally, I didn't.
Taking it in the mouth and still saying that they were virgins.
That's crazy. It's actually very scary because that's how a lot of bad things happen to people and they, you know.
My little Dominican friends, they were taking it in the ass and keeping their pussy a virgin when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, my little Dominican friends, and they were younger than me. I remember I was like 13. She was like 11 and she was doing anal. They were little kids and her boyfriend was like 14.
Oh my God.
And they were having anal sex.
But how do you even know about that when you're that young?
That's what I said. I'm like, what? I was a total
virgin. I even know about regular sex.
Like, what?
Like,
why are you guys so horny?
But are they horny or are they just trying to make someone else happy? I don't know.
I think they were horny. And yeah, I remember my little sister, my cousins, when we used to go to Puerto Rico, my cousins, they were kids and they were doing all kinds of shit. We were little kids. Like, why are y'all so horny? Not me, though.
I was doing stuff with other little kids.
Like, I was always real quiet and by myself. They were all, like, just older than me and doing weird shit.
But were they doing stuff with other kids their
age?
Yeah,
it was kids.
They were all kids.
Nobody was. They were just mad horny.
I feel like they
were kids. They were all, like, 12 and
where
11, 13. What? That's what I'm saying. Like, how are y'all all so horny? I was little, though. Like, I was, like, 10, 11, 9.
I was like,
they would kick me out the room and be making out. Like, why are y'all so horny?
Yeah.
Hormones raging.
I don't know.
But for girls, it's so different. I feel like it's taken me a long time in life to really be like really horny. Like I've had to get older to be like, oh no, this is like really for me.
Mm-hmm. I was horny when I was young. I was masturbating when I was young, but I wasn't horny for other people. I was horny for the shit that I was watching on TV.
I wasn't masturbating, but I did make my dolls have sex with each other, I think.
Yeah, or like not to make the Barbies have sex.
Touch each other. Yeah.
Yeah,
the dolls was playing house.
Yeah, they was. But I didn't really know anything about sex. I just, you know, and Ken didn't have a dick.
Mm-mm. She just had that weird little space in between his thighs.
He had a gap.
He had the pubic like thing, right? It was just like a curve.
You think Ken should have had a dick?
No, I don't think.
Because that's anatomically incorrect.
Yeah, but no.
Because then now we walk around thinking men just have like a.
But Barbie had like a vag area.
Yeah, she had boobs and everything.
She had boobs.
Did she had a little crease.
Yeah.
Did she have a crease in there? I don't remember.
No.
It was the weird like same thing.
It was the same thing as
like that.
Yeah,
mound,
it was. It was
mound.
Like blocked out, right?
Oh, right? You know what it was? It was the crease in the thighs that went like this because the legs moved. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You really studied it.
I mean, I had Barbie dolls.
Barbie dolls should also have like a little bit of hair on their legs.
I think Barbie should have hair everywhere.
There's some stubble.
Stubble and some pubes.
They should have pubes. Like people not having pubes is like this. That's not appropriate.
What, even laser hair removal?
I feel like when young kids first start getting pubes, it's really, imagine if every adult you saw had no pubes and you start getting pubes. What is that like?
Then you're like,
what is this? What's wrong? Or, you know, exactly. And and it's initially, it's a lot of fucking hair, you know? And I feel like we have to teach our kids, like, no, this is normal. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, you are not supposed to not have any hair. Now you can choose to, but I mean, laser hair removal for me has been important because I get ingrown hairs. My daughters get them. So in that aspect, it's actually really important. It's the only thing that prevents them from happening. But I had to, like, do I take it all off or do I not? I'm like, I have to show my daughters.
At least.
But exactly. Because I feel like I have to show my daughters, like, no, you're supposed to have. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, to me, I feel like that's really, really important.
I've never seen my parents naked.
Even when you were younger?
I don't remember. Not that I remember. I don't remember it from younger, but I don't recall seeing them naked.
I'm always naked in front of my kids.
My dad used to have a towel.
I used to see my mom naked all the time.
My mother used to always be naked.
I used to always be like, Mom, put some clothes on.
My mother was always naked.
I just think it's important for them to see, like, oh yeah, this is what your body looks like.
Honestly, I have to say that it did. It made it such a normal thing to go and shave my legs when I was going through puberty and to, you know, want to take care of myself and groom myself watching my mom. Like, I couldn't imagine seeing my mom with no hair.
Right, you know, like it would just be like,
I never seen my mom's badge.
You don't remember?
I don't remember. I don't think I've ever seen it because I feel like I would remember that. And I remember the first time I shaved my legs, I was embarrassed, so I didn't say anything, and I cut my whole leg.
Oh no!
Like from all the way down by my ankle all the way up my shin.
You listened to one of your friends?
Yeah, like somebody I tried to shave my legs. Yes, and I guess I pressed down too hard, and I really like cut it all the way. And then you know when you cut yourself shaving,
oh my god,
the bleeding does not stop.
Yeah, and it hurts so bad.
Yes. So then after that, I was like embarrassed. I used to wear pantyhose under my shorts.
Oh man, sweetheart.
Come on, church lady.
I went through a lot.
Oh my god.
No one told me.
No, but I remember my mom taking a bath. We used to take a bath together. Like, we'd be getting ready quick. She'd be like, come on, you're gonna take a shower with me. And she'll shave her underarms in front of us and shave. So
that would have never happened if my mom had seen
it.
It
just came so naturally to know how to do it, you know?
Yeah, I think it's important. Yeah. I really do. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, like, I'm not comfortable all the time with myself, but if I'm not comfortable with myself, then how are you going to be comfortable with yourself? Mm-hmm. So that's why you're going to see me naked, you know, like, you know, until, like, you know, my oldest son is. But I still, I don't know, it's not weird to me.
See, I think it was different for me growing up, because even like after that, I had friends like in college that they would just be walking around naked and I'd be like, oh my god, put some clothes on.
Right.
Because I definitely didn't grow up seeing anybody naked.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I think for me and like around my kids and like at home, it's important. Mm-hmm. But I'm not I mean, I guess if I'm around my friends and I'm like getting dressed, it's not a big deal. But I'm
your girls for sure.
Yeah, but I'm not like walking all the way around. But I'm like, yeah, I'll have to change, or like everybody's always helping me to put something on too. And I'm like, oh God, here we go.
I think I'm still like, I'm still kind of not like a naked person.
You're not a naked person around your girls.
Yeah, I'm still not really. Like, I still would be like walk out the room.
And me and Gigi will sleep in the bed together naked. Mm-hmm. It's like such a normal thing for us to be naked around each other.
Are you guys having sex?
No, we're not having sex, Angela. Angela.
Y'all have never had sex.
No, we've never had sex.
I'm just asking. You can't say that because you have had sex with women. So you,
women have had sex with me by putting their mouth on me. I've never put my mouth on a girl.
You participated.
I participated for sure. Okay, Angela, yes. I've had gay sex before. Okay, fine.
There we go. See, she broke down under the questioning. You know you're fucked up.
But not with my, she's like my bestie. Like, come on. You don't have sex with your friends.
What?
Well, sometimes you do have sex with your friends.
Come on. Just stop. I don't know if we can believe anything you said,
but the answer is no.
Yeah. All right, so people have written in some questions. Nightmares Are Coming Home, a powerful, mysterious, and socially provocative film. Us is the latest silver screen nightmare from Academy Award winner Jordan Peele. Starring Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o and Black Panther's Winston Duke as an endearing American family pitted against a terrifying and uncanny opponent, themselves. Now you can experience Us at home and dive into revealing bonus features to untether the truth of Us. Available on digital now and on 4K Ultra HD, Blu-ray, and DVD on June 18th. Get it before your tethered gets any ideas. From Universal Pictures Home Entertainment. Craving flavor and refreshment this summer? Pick up any of three flavors of Bud Light Chelada, Original Extra Lime, and the newest member of the family, Mango. Bud Light Chelada is perfect for drinking at brunch, on the beach, or just hanging out with friends in the sun. The Original Chelada brings you the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light with the rich signature taste of a Clamato tomato cocktail. The distinctive blend delivers a flavor that truly refreshes. And the Chelada Extra Lime delivers a citrusy spin on this classic Chelada flavor. The Chelada Mango brings a tropical touch to a summertime favorite. To best enjoy your Chelada, gently rotate the chill can once before pouring. Then pour over ice and garnish with a slice of lime, some celery, or mango. Salt the rim of your glass and add a dash of hot sauce for even more kick. Pick up a Bud Light Chelada today and learn more at BudLight.com. Bud Light Chelada, flavor that refreshes. So here's the first question. All right, Bo. So I need help. I recently just got out of a long relationship. My new girlfriend, who makes me very happy and has been for the last few months, she recently asked me to move in with her. I accepted her invitation, but then shortly a few weeks after, she got a dog. I very much dislike animals, and I have expressed that to her, but I moved into her apartment. She has asked me to help financially around her apartment and with the dog. I want to make this work, but I want that dog gone. She claims it is like her baby, and she doesn't want to get rid of it. Would I be wrong for leaving even after expressing to her that I don't want this extra responsibility?
I think that when people are honest and they communicate, and I think if you choose to do something, I don't think you can be, quote, wrong or, you know, wrong or right, because you're being honest. And I think you have to stand in your truth. And, you know, it would be different if he was, like, making excuses about whatever, or she, I don't know if it was a man or a woman. But I think if you've expressed something and the person that you're with isn't listening to that and isn't willing to compromise, because that's, I mean, relationships, life, everything is a compromise, and you have to be willing to say what you're willing to accept and what you want the person you're with to accept as well, because it does work both ways. I know
it's kind of messed up that she got the dog after he told her.
Yeah, I feel like I would be, I mean, he's still there, like, that's a good man. Most men I know would be like, you did what? Fuck this dog. I'm out of here. So I don't, you know, I don't think so. But I think, you know, talking about it and saying, like, I'm willing to, you know, compromise on something else, then, you know, I think it's fair. But, you know, that's, I guess it's probably maybe like having kids. Like, some people don't want to have kids and some people do. And, like, you know.
But, you know, I think it's different. It'd be different if she had the dog already.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because then you're choosing to right. still go. But then mm-hmm. to get it after, it's kind of like
and
a
even
trap.
Even though she got it after, I think she's wrong for trying to put the responsibility on him after he already expressed that he wasn't. Like, it's one thing to buy the dog, but don't expect me to take care of the dog and be financially and responsible
well, that
for
was
the dog.
Expected of me.
It's your damn dog.
And that dog was gone in, like, a few days. I was like, what? I told you for years, no, don't. I have too many children. Do not bring a dog into this
but
house.
But the kids could take care. Yeah, the dog.
The one who wanted it was 7.
Oh, well, yeah, it's on you. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Or like, oh, can the nanny? Nope, they're busy with the children. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
So mm-hmm. you got rid of the dog in a few days. You didn't feel bad?
Absolutely not. Because I had said for years, I am not going to be responsible for a dog. I'm not. So
dogs have a lot of responsibility.
It was
I got
so
two
much
ass dogs
work.
And they're like children.
My 7-year-old who wanted the dog, she came to us and was crying and said, "Can we get rid of the dog? Because it was ruining our family."
Oh, she said no.
That? It must have been really bad.
No, you know what? Because she didn't want to go pick up that shit outside. That's what it was.
Ruining the family.
She was like, "Oh, I got to go pick up shit. Oh, this dog's ruining our family." I was like, yeah, I told you she didn't want that damn dog.
I thought that she would have been upset.
No.
When you got rid of it.
No. Girl. No. No. She had a younger sibling to play with. She didn't need a dog. It's kids are a lot of work and dogs are work, especially yes. if it was a puppy and you had mm-hmm. to
train it. And
yeah.
Keep it from chewing up your furniture and pissing all over everything.
You have to schedule your days around it and
that's
it
true.
It was a lot of work. I think we had it for like 4 days or something.
Damn, that was
what
the quickest
kind of dog was it?
Girl, I'm not a dog person.
Okay, I don't know. It was one that shit it.
Right. It was a dog that shit it. Okay. And ate.
But you know, we did find a nice home for the dog. Someone else needed a dog. And so I was like, look, this go. Is a win win situation. Yeah. Yeah, it worked out. I'm not like get rid of the dog and send it to the
right.
Yeah, so that was important. It did work out.
What are some of the biggest compromises that you've had to make in your marriage?
You know, I think recently the biggest thing for me really has been realizing and learning that being having equity does not mean being the same. And so I used to look for sameness to be equal. You know, well, I do this, so you should do this. And so I think once I started to realize, like, you know, I actually really enjoy a lot of the things that I do. Like, I enjoy all the things I do with the kids and those responsibilities. Why am I bitching and complaining about what he doesn't do? He's not comfortable doing a lot of that stuff. It's not what he does, but he will do other things mm-hmm. that I won't do.
Right.
And so I think for me, really just giving up the idea of us not being the same mm-hmm. has been like my biggest, it's been like a lifesaver really, because it eliminates all that pettiness, you that's know?
Good. I never thought about that.
That's great.
It took a long time. It took probably like 15 years. That's hard when you live, you know, imagine you live with someone like your roommate and it's like one person does all of this one thing. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you don't ever do this. But then you have to think about, well, does this person do these other things? Or what do they do? What do they bring? And I do think there needs to be some equity for sure, because there needs to be balance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But being the same, like, he's a man. He's not a nurturer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the whole thing about a man and a woman complementing each other. He's doing the things that we don't do and vice versa. We're supposed to do the things that they don't. But it's a common argument. Like, I'm here cleaning. I'm here doing this. It's such a common argument. But if you really think about it, it is a petty argument.
And I'm like, do I really want to come home?
A lot of the
home?
Time you're enjoying what you're doing.
I am.
Doing.
Do I want to come home and see him like cooking and cleaning? I mean, like,
yeah, no.
I really don't.
No, you don't, girlfriend.
I really
he's
like
to do it right.
It's going to be fucked up anyway. And then I'm going to like come back and do it.
And then you're going to end up being like, no, you're going
to have to do it like, you got to redo it anyway.
Yeah. It'll be a total waste of time. You'll have to redo it.
You got to, and I'm like, you know, if you're with someone and they're not comfortable doing something, like, okay, well, let's compromise. Let's figure out what you can do.
Mm-hmm. I'm good at planning trips. So like in my relationship, I'm always going to be the person that's planning where we're going to go, where we're going to stay, the flight and all of that.
So that's, and he's okay with that. He's great
with that.
Good. Good.
He's what, like, is there, you plan it. I'm not good at it.
Is there something that he does that you don't do?
I mean, like there's a lot of things. Like I hate getting my car washed. So I'm the type of person that won't get my car washed for like 6 months. Just because I really, for some reason, don't like going to the car wash. But like my boyfriend would be like, you know, like certain things, he'll handle those responsibilities and like be more responsible about other things while I'm running around doing whatever. Cause I'm more of a like do things as I remember to do them type of person. And so sometimes I'll forget to do stuff. He's more like, he has like a to-do list.
He's more scheduled.
Yeah. I'm more like spontaneous.
That's good. That's important. That's nice. That's a good compliment. You know.
Yeah, but I probably do more. You know.
Of course you do. You're a woman.
Of course.
Now, with you guys both having really really busy schedules, right? Was that ever an issue? Like, are we home enough? Are we with each other enough? Are we with the kids enough? How does that work?
I think in life we are always. Especially as a woman, I'm always like, I should be doing more. I could be doing more. You know, this kid, this person, him, you know, someone needs me more than I'm able to be there. But, you know, I think like once I got out of school and then training, residency training, it gave me a lot more flexibility because otherwise, like, I have a very not flexible schedule at all. And it's difficult for people to understand when they're like, you mean you have to ask for a day, a half a day off 3 months ahead of the day? And I'm like, yeah, I know it's ridiculous, especially with kids. So, you know, not having, being in such a confined schedule as I was has been helpful. But, you know, I think for me, I guess I have this mom guilt thing where it's always like, I should be doing more, you know, right? And then each kid's like, oh, I need a day with you. Oh, no, I need a day with you. Oh, no, can you, you know? And
6 days already, right?
Literally. It is
one
like,
kid a day and the husband, you don't have no days for yourself.
And everybody is okay with that. And then you have to be like, you know what? I have to not be okay with this. And, you know, so it's challenging, but, you know, you work through it and work at it and you just keep trying. You know, it's like I do with my kids. Like, I'm going to tell you once, I'm going to tell you twice, I'm going to tell you 1,000 times, but I'm going to keep saying it because that's the only way that things will work. If I give up, then what's the point, you know?
Do you know what the number one occupation for cheating is?
Number one occupation for cheating?
Percentage-wise. Doctors.
Is it doctors?
Yeah.
You know, I remember that from a previous episode.
Yeah, but what kind of doctors? Because I'm like, nobody in the hospital tells me anything. I'm so lucky. I'm like,
what's the part?
Who's sleeping with? Like, yeah, because I'm not in it. And people are like, well, you're married, you have kids. I'm like, but I
want
to know.
I still want the tea.
Yeah, I want, like, this is my livelihood.
But is it ever, like, do other people ever hit on you? Like, because you're around people, obviously, especially when you're in your residency, a lot.
Girl, I have been pregnant so much. No, like
some guys like pregnant sex.
I know that some guys like pregnant women. I did find that out, and I was like, "Why are you talking to me?" But it wasn't at work.
But are you serious? Some people hit on you while you were pregnant?
I was disgusted because I was like, "This is gross." Like, who? You know?
So weird.
Yeah. How does that even go down? Like, how do you even have the nerve to approach a pregnant woman?
That's what makes God it so
just bad. God, being a man and just, you know, like complimenting you. And I'm like, why are you, what are you talking about?
You holding that pregnancy well, ma.
That belly looking good,
that belly,
girl.
That belly looking round. Yeah, no. I'm not really poking. If I have had people at work, I'm very oblivious. I'm like, literally, I go to work and I look, if they do, I don't notice it. But I've spent like half of my adult life, if
pregnant.
Not literally pregnant. And I'm like, this is sad.
You're like, what is a period?
What is that?
But so Kenya never had any like insecurities about you? Was there ever any issues? Because you're a very attractive woman. Was he ever insecure? Because men try to act like I think they are cool with everything, have it together, but they do have insecurities.
Yeah, I think all smart men are insecure.
You know what I know. Say that again.
I mean, I think they would be foolish not to be, you know? Right. And so, you know, I, of course, but I'm like, maybe that's why I've been pregnant so many times.
Okay.
It's like, you ain't going nowhere. You're pregnant. Like, no. You can't do too much.
If you're not pregnant, you're healing from a pregnancy. Okay.
Exactly.
Because imagine telling a guy, look, if you don't do it, another man will. You can't ever say something like that, though.
Oh, my God, yeah. Girl.
No, that's really hard on a man. You can't say things like that to men.
Mm-hmm. No.
You can't say that to us either.
Because it makes them think that you're already thinking about getting somebody else to do it.
Right.
You know what
but
I mean?
But that's because that's how they think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Like, what?
Man, yeah. I remember in college, my friend's boyfriend told her, we were about to go out, and he was like, oh, no, I need you to help me do my laundry. And she was like, me and Ange are going out. Like, you can do your own laundry. He was like, it's cool. I'll get someone else to help me.
Oh my Jesus.
I would have burnt up. It wouldn't be no laundry.
You know, she stayed home.
I would have Lisa left out that goddamn laundry.
She stayed. I would have been like, go ahead.
I mean, they married now, so I guess it, but still.
It worked out. I would have been like, I don't know how all that bleach got on your black clothes.
Right.
I thought it was the white clothes.
That's selfish. That's very selfish.
But I'm never the type of person to tell somebody not to do what you want to do. Like, I ain't going to tell you.
Like, as a friend, you're saying?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell her, like, nah, fuck that. He shouldn't tell you da, 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 da. I was like, okay, I mean, if that's what you want to do.
Me too, you know. The same way.
Did you guys talk about it later? Like, ever? Like,
yeah, she was upset about it. You know, and I think maybe they had their own conversation with each other afterward, but it's a foul thing to say to somebody.
I mean, it shows that he has somebody on the lineup. You know,
you shouldn't
what
even
mean?
Tell somebody.
Yeah, it's,
you
can't yeah, say it's like things even like if, that. Yeah, I mean, for a man to say it, likely they
because
have
imagine
someone.
If she would have said that to him, how his reaction would have been.
Oh God, he.
But we were only in college, so you know.
But that means like, that he. He started early. He knew how to. Okay. He knew that game real early.
But they've been married for a long time now, so I guess they've gotten over certain things. You know how it is when you have. I'm sure, like early on in your relationship, there were things that happened that you could have had a choice to either stay or go, right? Because I think early on, guys make mistakes. We make mistakes, and either you work through it early on or you don't, and we do grow.
Right.
Because there's those young mistakes. Like, I think about things that I did. I was disrespectful when I was younger. You know what every one of my exes tells me? That I always chose my friends over them. Mm. It's true, though. I did.
Are you still like that, Ange?
I'm not like that anymore because I'm lazy. So I'd rather go home than be with any of y'all.
Like, no, sorry, guys.
But I will say when I was younger, I was like that.
Did you do it to almost like be defiant?
Or no, did really you? What did you really want?
You would rather hang out with your friends?
I did. My friends were like so important to me growing up. And you know what's funny? So I've been working on my book. And one thing I talked to my ex-boyfriend who I was with for a long time. And we never like really we broke up because he used to cheat on me a lot, right? But we talked about like how he always felt like I was choosing other things over him. He never told me that before. But I was like, I did used to do that. I was like, why didn't you say something? He was like, I don't know. Maybe it was my ego. I thought one day you would just change. You know.
But you guys are friends now. You speak.
Yeah, we're cool.
Sometimes. That's good.
It was a long time ago. And, you know, I was, you know how we are. We're over it before they know we're over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As you can see in many situations.
Yes.
Yeah, we're over it before we even leave them. We're like looking
mentally,
at them
like I've been
this
done.
This is almost, you're about to be done.
Now you see Wendy Williams is dating a guy who's 28 years old.
I did not know that.
I saw that today.
I keep seeing his hand.
Yeah, his 28-year-old hand.
Yeah. Well,
why do you see his hand?
Because she keep posting a picture of them holding hands, but it's like just their hands.
Is it like a baby hand? Like kind of like chubby?
Does her hand look way older?
Or does he have like a smooth hand? Is it smooth? Has he been doing any work?
It's a grown man hand with a nice watch. Dirt on it.
They said he works in finance.
Oh, so it's smooth and like lotioned and soft.
Supple.
Where did she find him? Did she find him on like
Craigslist?
Millionaire Match or something? I don't know.
She found him on.
I have no idea.
Christian Mingle.
He was on TMZ, because they were on TMZ, so you saw him in the car next to her, and he was looking like, oh, shit, like, I'm on, you know, TMZ. But, you know, somebody sent me a DM, and they were like, Angela, you're talking about Wendy Williams dating somebody else, and you should be like, this is wrong, because she's just getting out of a relationship, and as a woman, you should be saying, don't jump into something else, and I was like, first of all, I don't even know her really.
But what? I don't even understand. What's the problem?
Right.
So my thing is that do what you got to do.
But they're saying like you shouldn't be happy for her, or you're not happy enough for her.
I just reported on it. I didn't really give my opinion.
You reported it.
But I guess they wanted me to be like, this is terrible. You need to take time to heal.
Why?
First of all, especially coming out of what she
new
came
man
from.
Is like, the healing.
Right. Especially especially because of why they broke up. They broke up because he already clearly moved on and do him.
Yeah,
so.
The whole baby.
I'm so out of it. I don't even know about that.
Her husband had a baby with somebody else.
With a side chick.
Mm-hmm. And how old was the baby when she found out that he had a baby? Like, was the woman still pregnant?
I think the baby was born birth. Yeah, it was like announced all
over. She found out with us.
Yeah, we all found out together.
Oh, yeah, no, she needs to have like 5 men right now at the same time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and
she needs a gay
man. She better call Lisa Ann to figure out how to set it up.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
Honestly, I feel like I'll keep going back to an awful relationship because the guys that are trying to pick me up aren't quick enough when we break up.
You gotta jump in there immediately.
Like, all right, I'm single now. This is your chance.
But guys are intimidated too by beautiful women. They are. They really. They're all. That's what I'm saying. Smart man's insecure.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm
just a little bit.
So
he won't tell you.
What's the best way to get over a breakup then?
By dating someone else.
You think so? Sometimes that makes it worse.
Wow. Ain't nothing wrong with a little rebound dick.
Because it's not easy to find a guy that's cool like that, and then sometimes it's more depressing.
But it may not be. It may not be the man that you don't have to want to be with him forever. Yeah, just rebound. Like he's temporary.
Just a little distraction. Have you ever broken up with somebody, went out with a distraction, and then been like, "Why the fuck did I waste my time?"
No, I have tried a distraction, and then the distraction is such a cornball, and it's like it makes you miss. Yeah. The person you're missing.
But you kind of have to know that. Like, look, I know I'm just to yourself. Like, I tell my friends, like, you know what you're doing. You know that you are just wasting some time. Mm-hmm. And you probably are not allowing the energy of the person that you want in your life right now. So if you're cool with that, then keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And if not, then you're going to have to, like, be comfortable being by yourself for a little while. And it may be a day, a month, a year. You know, you don't know, but you're blocking. I think you block that energy. But as long as you're aware of it, like,
I mean, I think whatever works for you. But I do feel like a bad date could like make you really more miserable.
It can make you go back to a horrible relationship.
But I also am a fan of keeping busy.
Yes. I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Burying yourself in work or your career, spending more time with your children, doing things for yourself to make you feel better about yourself. Mm-hmm. There's always that I was able to get over breakups. But then I ended up going back to his ass anyway. So
yeah. That's what Ange always says. Stay busy.
No, you stay always busy. Say that. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm so busy that like I'll get in a fight with my boyfriend and forget I got in a fight.
Or you'll forget what it was about. You're like, I know we were mad at him for something. What was it anyway? Yeah. All right, let me just...
Or like, yes, I think that's important because when you're not busy, you end up, you know, searching social media, looking for the person, who are they doing, who's commenting on his page, da-da-da-da-da. And then you're like sitting around like, I don't have nothing to do. I'm so bored. I'm lonely. I don't have any friends. You know, you do
and
that.
You
I don't
cry.
Have any friends.
Yes, I have no friends. I have no life.
And then you're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to just call him. And that's how... But if you're busy and like moving around and forcing yourself to do things, I think that's an important thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it works.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And I think everyone should be busy anyway.
Right.
You know, with or without. I mean, it's important for us. It's important for you to be, you know, valid in who you are without someone else being a part of your validation.
Well, you're already quite busy.
Regardless. I am. I've that's all that I know is to be like, I don't even know anything different, but to be busy.
Now, you decided to write this book about parenting. How long did it take you to write it?
Technically it took about a year, a little bit, yes, less than a year, but I started it like 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I found some notes that I had written when I was saying that I should be doing something else with my life. And I was moving and my sister was like, I think you should see some stuff you wrote down. I looked and the book, I had just gotten the first copy of it that week and I had written the date and it was right before I got pregnant with Cass. So it was 2000, what year was it? It was 2009. And I was like, and I think I should write a book. Mm-hmm. And that week I had gotten my first copy of of my book. And I was like, and I wrote it on like a day planner. I tore out some sheets. So it was like, you know, just random writing, and my sister found it. And I was like, wow, this is not amazing that I wrote this down. Mm-hmm. And because I remembered having a conversation with Kenya, but I didn't remember that I had written down all the notes I had written down. So I had started taking notes of just situations with the kids of like, someone told me, just write stuff down, write stuff down. I'm like, I'll remember. And they're like, you won't.
Yeah, you definitely won't.
So right. That was, you know, like super important for me that
I don't remember what I was thinking 5 minutes ago.
Right? And it gets worse and worse. I really think I have like pregnant brain. Like I can't remember. I'm like, you know, the thing you put food in, it keeps it food cold, like refrigerator, that thing. Like literally, I cannot remember.
I was trying to think, like Tupperware? No. Exactly.
I can't remember anything at all. And it's really bad. Mm-hmm. So me having those notes was important. And then when the time came, I was ready. So
listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and ways of thinking. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members get to choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook, plus 2 Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Members also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio guided fitness and meditation programs. That's kind of dope. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars like Rachel Hollis, David Goggins, and Mel Robbins. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post delivered daily to the Audible app. With the convenient app, members can access Audible anytime at the gym, while commuting, on the go, and on any device. It will always pick up right where they left off. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Right now, I highly recommend you listen to The Alchemist on Audible. I know I've read that book a million times, but sometimes just hearing it is so soothing to me. Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, information, and inspiration. Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus 2 Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/Angela or text Angela to 500-500. Now, you've also been open about dealing with postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. How did you know the signs of that? Because I think some women have that, and some men are with women who have that, but they don't know what it is.
It was, I did not know until I knew, until it happened. You know, I probably had a very mild postpartum with probably the second one, but it was with the third one. And being a mom, Christmas, I would try to do everything myself, wrap all the gifts, get all, you know, decorations ready, bake the cookies. My third daughter was, like 2 weeks old, and I was doing all this stuff. And I knew I was like a zombie. I was out of it. And I may have laid down for a little bit before the kids got up to open their stuff. And that morning, someone was like, "How are you?" And I just started crying. And I was like, "Oh my God, what is wrong with me?" So it was undeniable. But like, I'm sure I had been feeling sad up until that day. But it was like, okay, everything shut down. Like, my mom and my sisters came over, and one of my sisters, she was living up north. She came to stay with me. I was like, wow, this is crazy. Like, you're like, I know something's wrong with me, but I can't control it. Like, I can't fix it, and I can't control it. So
what helped you was having your tribe of people around you to help.
I went to, I called my OB, and she was like, you know, I want you to go and see a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. And it was a Black lady. And, you know, like, that was helpful. Just, you know, talking. And I had to take medication for a little while. And it was super, super, super important. And like, literally saved me, because it's weird. It's weird to be experiencing something and you're like, I know that this isn't right,
but I can't do
it. And there's nothing like, I literally can't help it. Mm-hmm. So, everything, you know, in the Black community is like, just go pray about it. And it's like, you know, I did pray, and prayer told me to go see a psychiatrist.
And take these meds.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think it's important to to talk about it and tell people, because I think that's what takes the shame and the, you know, stigma away from it.
Because it's such a common thing, but for some reason, people aren't so open about it.
You know what is so interesting? I remember talking to a psychiatrist about, like, how did I feel about, like, the baby? And I was like, well, I love the baby. You know, I was like, it's me that I feel like sucks. And I think that people get scared or, you know, maybe embarrassed that, that's my oldest baby there, that,
uh-oh, it's about to get crazy.
Oh, no, she's
you're 18.
Good.
Oh, 20. No, 20. 20. You're 20.
Yes,
okay.
So she's good.
All right, you're fine.
But, you know, I think people don't want to feel like if they're having some negative feelings about the baby, then it's even like, oh no, I'm really a bad person. And so, you know, and everyone is different and, you know, each experience is different, but I was very blessed and to have, you know, people that supported me and that understood and wanted, you know, the best for me as well. And Kenya, you know, he really did too. He was like, oh shit. Can you guys come over here?
They do say some men get that too.
I believe is it. That, yeah. He got, I don't know if at that time, because I literally couldn't think of anyone but myself, but he definitely, I think every time I was pregnant he changed, you know, a little bit during those times. But it was always a good time. It was always a blessing for us. Like, literally, I feel like babies are blessings and miracles. Mm-hmm. I really, 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 really believe that.
Yeah, absolutely. We see Gigi's daughter all the time. It's amazing that she's like a grown up now.
She's 22.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
When's her birthday?
October 15th.
Okay.
And Stephanie, you get to see your son all the time now.
Yeah, now that we're back in New York.
How old is he?
He lives with his father. He's going to be 13 in a few days.
Wow.
Y'all got some little adults.
Yeah, my son is big.
13 is...
Yeah, he's 13.
It's hormonal.
That's that age.
Yeah, he's at an age.
That's for boys.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Like, I try to be more in his face than he actually wants me to be in his face. He's like, okay, Mom.
I think about how bad I was when I was 13 and I'm...
But girls are 13, different than
boys. I was a nut
boys.
Already.
Why you say that, girls?
Boys, I feel like at 13, are they already doing stuff that 13-year-old girls are doing? Or are they...
My brother was way better than I was. He's older than me. And I was like the bad one. And he was a good one. He would like tell on me all the time.
How much older is he?
He's only a year and 3 months older than me.
Oh, so that's why he would tell on
me. Yeah, so he was always telling on me. And then because he was always telling me, I would like make up shit that he was doing because he wasn't doing
like,
shit.
Wow, he did.
I'd be like, well, you know he was da-da-da-da-da because he was always telling on me, but I was really doing bad things.
Right.
And you just would make up stuff to kill
him. Yeah, and then I would make... He was like, what? I didn't...
Why was he telling... What did he say? He just wanted you to be in trouble?
Yeah, like I would cut school sometimes or sometimes like we moved to New Jersey when I was 15 and I would like leave and take the train back to New York all the time because I was like devastated at first. And he would tell on me with that. I would have boys over. He would tell on me with that. I'm like, damn, like you can't.
Right. Get your own life.
Really,
do some bad shit yourself.
You should be supportive of this. Like cover for me. Isn't that what brothers and sisters are supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I tell my
kids.
Especially
when y'all that close to age.
Yeah. I tell them, I'm like, look, unless your sibling is doing something that's going to harm themselves. Yes, of course I want to know about it, but your relationship with each other is more important than my relationship with any of you because you guys have each other. And so don't come and tell me no bullshit.
See, my parents didn't say that.
Yeah, most parents don't. Wow.
You're like, don't be here snitching, all right?
No, I'm serious because I'm like, you're going to need your sibling one day.
Will.
And like, I'm going to be not here. I'm going to be gone. Like, you guys have a life and you like leave me out of it unless it's danger. Somebody's going to be hurt or, you know, other than that, don't. Like, of course I want to know, but I just feel like that's not fair. That's a lot of pressure on kids when parents are like, what's your sibling doing?
It's okay. You can tell me.
You can tell me. I'm not going to say anything.
I'm not going to say anything. Next thing you know, they're like, ass whooped and they on punishment for 2 years. You're like, damn, she told me she wasn't going to say anything. So...
Yeah. Man, I feel bad your daughter's here because this next question.
It's okay. She's good, I would tell.
So you have 6 kids. So that means your sex life was popping. Was there ever a time that things got like stagnant or some, you guys had a different type of sex drive?
I think, she can go out if she wants. I think that's in any, I think, yes, it in any happens. Relationship. Yeah, I think it's like, you know, isn't it great when you both feel the same thing at the same time? And how often does that happen? Like, it's like 2 days where we're like on the same page. And then it's like, I love you more. And the other person's like, yeah, I don't love you that much. And then I love you, you know, and it's a cycle. So, you know, I definitely think that that is kind of always how things are. But as I've gotten older, I know I have definitely changed. Like I was saying earlier, I feel like with young girls, you would like your friends who were like horny when they were young. I'm like, how? Who? Like that? I don't even, you know, I feel like it's taken a long time for me as a woman. Like I feel like it takes time to come into your sexuality, into just being comfortable with like, I am not just here for you. Mm-hmm. Like, you're actually here for me. Yep. So,
and knowing your body. I feel like as I've gotten older, I know my body more. Not just sexually, but just like, I can tell when my cycle is coming, you know, I can tell when I'm bloated, I can tell like little different things. All right.
Yeah, I have an app for that too.
I used to have that. I had an app, I just never could keep up with it. But yeah, it's like different things I can tell about my body, how I'm feeling, and versus when I was younger, I would be confused, like, what's going on? And then I was like, this is what this is.
She got her vaginal rejuvenation.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. How was that?
It's nice.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. A laser one.
Yeah, the laser, not the surgery.
Yeah, not the surgery one.
Just a little laser. It was nice.
She said that it, well, can we say it?
Yes, yes.
She said it makes him come so fast that sometimes.
Does it feel like a butt?
No, like, here we go.
It's not that tight.
Here we go down this road.
It's not that tight. It's not that tight, but I have noticed that since I've gotten it done, things are ending a little more quicker than they have been in the past. Okay. And it feels better to me.
It does feel better to you.
Sex definitely feels better to me. Mm-hmm. And in return, it should feel better to him, which is why
he's coming so fast.
Does he say it feels better?
No, we actually haven't talked about it at all.
She didn't tell him. That's what I was gonna say. Wait, did you tell him?
I didn't tell him because I wanted to see what his reaction was gonna be.
But it's so
and
mean.
Then I saw his reaction and I was like, boo, boo, boo. I don't even want to mention it now.
Right.
And I just never told him. We just never talked about
it. You never talked about it.
But I did it because not because I wanted it for sexual reasons, but because I was, you know, releasing a little bit of urine when I would cough or sneeze sometimes, and it became to be embarrassing for me.
No, I understand.
Yeah, it became to be embarrassing for me. So I had spoke to someone that had brought it up and told me that they did that, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna look into it. And then I found a place and I went and did it, and that part worked.
But so, okay, see, that's interesting because it's not necessarily. I don't think it's like a proven treatment.
Oh, it isn't.
See, that's
it
what isn't. I'm
and
seeing.
When I went, because I'm one of those type of people that I want to read up on stuff and research stuff and ask questions and get, you know, doctors' opinions and stuff like that. So I actually went to my gynecologist before I did this treatment, and I told him that that's what I was doing and why.
And he's like,
no. He's like, this is a gimmick. He said it will make your vagina tighter, but it's not going to fix that problem. It has helped, but it might not be a permanent fix for that problem. So who knows? I might cough and pee on myself again. I don't know.
Right.
You know? Oh, but sex is good right now. So
that's good. That's important. I mean, the vagina is a muscle. So if you know, it's
like yes, and the
Kegels,
exactly. That's what
I'm
going to say.
Right now.
The practitioner, the nurse practitioner who did the procedure, told me that to Kegel forever. Don't stop Kegeling. And she said, don't pause.
That's like
just
a song.
Do it and hold it.
Don't stop Kegeling.
Kegel forever. Don't stop Kegeling.
Don't stop Kegeling.
Kegel forever.
Kegel. Kegel power.
Wow.
And you got to do Kegels when you're having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
Oh, so that's fun.
Like grip that goes. Grip that goes.
I love that.
Squeeze it.
But you have to think about it.
I know it does kind of take away from the
right, like, you're like,
because you're like, and you want to do it at the right time, like when he's pulling away, you want to be grabbing back. And he goes back in to release, and then he's pulling away, you want to grab back. So it is like you do have to like pay attention to do that.
And right? Now you're like,
but if you do it more often, then you have to think about it less.
Because it comes natural.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't come natural to me yet, but I guess I should think about it more.
Think about it more, and then it becomes natural, and then you don't have to think about it.
Yes, yes.
And it just
yes.
becomes like, you know, this is just what we do. It's what I do.
Kegel.
So you were enjoying going out, and like now that you have this book, right, out, and I saw you've been doing a lot of press and everything. So have you ever been like a little bit wary of being in the spotlight and doing these interviews and doing press, or are you okay with it?
No, I made a very conscious decision, like before I started even promoting the book, of, you know, how I was going to approach the situation. And I felt like I'm either, you know, I would either do stuff the whole way or I'm not going to do it at all. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm not going to do anything half ass, and I'm not going to go out here and be like, oh yeah, things are great. And, you know, and I'm like, it was important for me to be open, to be real, to be transparent, and to, you know, do the promotions myself. So it was, it is definitely not comfortable, mm-hmm. but I do, again, I do think it's important. I really, really
Well, you're
do.
Doing a great job.
You are.
We had all kinds of shocking curveballs on lip service. Yeah. This has to be the most different one you've done so far.
It is.
Yeah, this isn't your average interview.
She walked in immediately and was like,
No, but I love it. I love it. I think this is important because I think we don't do this enough, like, with each other and for each other. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so, 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 so important. Like, you know, I talk to my kids about sex, and my I've talked to all the girls and my first boy, and the boy though is the first one that came and asked me.
Ooh, he asked you first.
He asked me first, and he's like, so did any of my sisters ask you? And I go, no, you're the first one to, you know, come to me. But I do think, you know, just talking about your body, and, you know, because I think talking about sex is not just sex. It's like, you know, I want them to know about their body, and, you know, like, it's okay to masturbate. It's better to masturbate than it is to go into, you know, have sex with someone. And, you know, just I try to be open with them. And I feel like that's kind of what this is. Like, we get to be open with each other.
No, that's good. And I appreciate you for saying that, because we do have great conversations about sex so that people can see whatever it is that you decide willingly to do with your partner is okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
People like may like things that, you know, I wouldn't do. People may not do the things that I would do, but that's fine. We love to hear about it though.
Right. And even though on this show,
always open for discussion.
Even on this, you know, show, you ladies, I've heard you all say different things. You know, somebody likes this or doesn't like this. And I do think that it's important, because we put these labels on each other and, you know, what's normal. And I'm like, normal? Well, how do you define what's normal? Mm-hmm. You know, was it greater than 50% of, you know, any given population is doing that? So to me, I, you know, just think people sharing their experiences and what, you know, they like or don't like. And I think it is so important. I feel like, especially as women, like, mm-hmm. we need to talk to each other more often and be just
supportive
and open and not judgmental.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I don't ever call nobody a slut, a hoe, or none of those things.
Unless I'm mad at them.
Speak to yourself. Speak for yourself.
Unless I'm mad at them, no.
Unless you're fucking with my man. Then exactly. You a slut, a hoe, a bitch.
Right. Come on.
See, that's what I'm saying.
But I feel like this. If you are single and you're sleeping with whoever you want that's single, and you're doing those things and making those decisions about your own body, you should be able to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Don't fuck nobody's man.
Right. Or if you do, then be honest about it. You know what I'm saying? Something like, you would be surprised what people would be tolerant of if you would be honest. I feel like so many people are not honest. And it's like, some people are okay with a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. but don't be a fucking sneaky person. Like,
but if somebody's man called you up, somebody's girl called you and was like, are you fucking my man? Would you be like, yes, I am?
It depends on who she's talking about.
I feel like that's an honest answer.
Right. That's
pretty honest. Yeah. Listen, you might not even know that that's her man. Shit.
I was like, wait. What time is it? And who are you calling me about?
Because he wasn't honest.
What's his name again?
What's his Instagram?
Because maybe let me make sure that we're talking about the same person.
But let's just say you are that. Like, would you, if the girl called
if
you?
If I'm the one having sex with this guy, and
if you're the side chick,
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, let's say you
didn't know about her. That's such a hard question. It's like,
it depends.
Do I want to feed into this argument right now, or do I just want to hang up and deal with it how I want to deal with it? Because now I'm hurt too, because I'm with somebody and I didn't know they had.
What if you did know?
No, I wouldn't be messing with them because I'm not the type of person. So they'll try to trick question me.
Good answer.
Like, no, that wouldn't happen.
But I feel like as you get older, that's what I don't understand. As people get older, as women get older, don't you feel like you make so much, your decisions are different and better now? Like, you're like, I wouldn't mess with someone's man now when I'm older. Yeah. When you're younger, you're like, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Absolutely.
Right? So that's, I'm like, how do older women, like, what are you doing? Have you not learned any, like, life lessons? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That, like, do things like that.
Do they not learn? They just keep doing the same dumb shit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like
it. Yeah. And then those are people I feel like they don't deserve any respect.
But dudes do be lying, right?
Yes, they do.
Why the guys in one guy look?
What?
They like, huh?
I don't want to call your name out, so I'm not. But guys,
oh, somebody looking in their phone, looking other directions, sweating.
Sweat beads dropping down.
Yes, I think they have a very interesting relationship with honesty.
I feel like guys lie by mistake. It's just so natural them. It's like, it's so natural.
Like,
it's
just like they fell into pussy.
They tripped and fell into pussy.
How did you fall into it?
No, but I feel like guys, forget about cheating. Of course, they're always going to lie about that, but...
You like talking about dumb shit.
But like dumb shit. Like, what time did you leave work? Oh, I left at 4:30. Meanwhile, they left at 12 o'clock and they were doing, weren't even doing anything wrong. Maybe they went to a bookstore or they went to have a drink, a happy hour drink or something totally innocent.
But they like, you mess with lie about it.
No, my boyfriend wouldn't lie about that.
It was wishful thinking. No, they never went to the bookstore.
No, I'm like,
no, I was just joking.
There's not even a lot of bookstores around.
That's a girl.
He should get a Kindle.
I'm just saying, like, guys, they lie just to lie, just by mistake. Like, they just lie for no reason.
You know what? I do have a son, and I'm like, this.
You won't even get in trouble.
I'm like, you got to stop lying. I tell him, I'm like, you're going to be known as a dude that people are going to be like, he's cool, but that nigga be lying.
What are you lying about?
Dumb shit. Like, he puts, girl, we had hand soap, and it was called, like, summer breeze or something, right? And it had sand in it. And I'm like, does this soap come with sand in it?
He put sand in the soap.
That's so interesting. It's exfoliating.
He put sand in there. Lied. Like, when I tell you he lied to me, I don't know where that came from. Soon as the babysitter comes, he goes, hey, look what I did to the soap. It was a science project. And I was like, what?
What are you? And what's the big deal about
it? That's what I'm... Dumb shit.
Yeah, like, just a lie.
What a science project.
It's a lie.
He's young. He's not, girl.
I put sand in the sand soap. That was a science
project.
You asked
him. He was like, no, not me.
I believe in him. And sometimes I'm like... There's been like times where he'll tell me something and I'm like, this nigga lying? And then I'm like... Find out he was telling the truth. And then I'm like...
Boy who cried wolf.
That's what I tried to tell him. He thought he told me there was an owl outside one night. I was getting stuff out of the car and he was helping me.
Drake's
and I was
coming.
Like, ain't no owl outside.
OVO.
And I went back
OVO
and
XO.
I heard the owl and I came back in the house and I was crying and I felt so. And I was like, you gotta stop doing this. Like, you're killing me. Like, this is
where
dumb.
Where did you get that
shit
from? Just nowhere?
I don't know.
Hilarious.
That was great.
But yes, he is a perfect, you know, testament to that, where I'm like, this is the dumbest shit. Like, stop. You gotta stop. And he's like, oh, mommy, I promise. I tell him, like, look, there's nothing you could do ever in life that would ever, ever, ever change how I feel about you. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Unless you put sand in the soap. And I don't love you anymore.
But what will change our relationship is you lying.
Right. Me not being able to trust you because you're always lying.
I'm like, I just... What? It is mind-boggling. Like, and it is like, and he will come and like, mommy, I understand. I'm so sorry. And walk out the
again.
Room and lie. He's a nigga already.
What's his sign?
Oh, he's such a lover. He is
a Scorpio.
He's end of March. Is he? So he's Is he Aries? I think he's an Aries.
Oh, Aries. No, he'll stop lying.
Good to know. No.
Yeah, he's into, yeah, and, but he is a lover. He's like, you didn't give me a kiss on the lips. I'm like, oh, like, get out of here.
Watch out later in life, ladies.
How old is he?
9.
Oh, in my, 10 my, years. My.
9, yes.
Like, mommy, give me a kiss on the lips.
On the lips.
And he's going to be in 10 years. He's going to be a perfect liar.
He's amazing. He's going
to be super sexual.
He's going to be Rico Suave.
Oh, Lord, please don't say that. I got to stop putting that out there. I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
No, it's a phase. He'll get over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I hope so.
Maybe.
I pray. I need everyone today to say a prayer.
Pray
for him and like, let's wish this away.
It's cute now, but
yeah, that's what I know. Seriously, you know, like everybody knows, like the dudes, and you're like, damn, that nigga be lying all the time for no reason.
Right.
Like, why?
Man, I had an ex-boyfriend like that lied to me about where he went to school for no, I don't even understand why.
Were you going to care either way? No, you weren't.
It was
weren't.
In high school, and he said that he went to this private school, I guess because that's when I was in private school.
Because you were in private school.
But he went to this public school, and so one day I was with him and his boy, and he was like, you know, said something, his friend said something about his school. I think he went to like Martin Luther King or something like that. And then I was like, wait a minute, I thought you went to I forget what the school was called. And he was like, no, I just said that because
they get caught up.
Yeah, he
lie.
Was like, I just said that because you go to private school. I didn't know if he was going to talk to me. And I was like,
I would have liked you better.
He used to lie about everything.
School.
Then he told me he was going to NYU, right? I seen his mom at BJ's. And I was like, oh, there go his mom. And I was like, yes. And my mom said to her, to his mom, oh, how's he liking NYU? She was like, NYU? Please, he go to BMCC.
Oh, my God.
I was like, why did he lie to me about that? And then I was embarrassed because my mom was there and said that. And I was like, okay, we'll see you later.
See you later. Wow. Enjoy your dinner.
He used to lie for no reason and then act like it was no big deal.
See,
oh my God.
Maybe he started like when he was young.
Oh, shit. I got to ask him if you ever put sand in soap.
And like lied. Like, I have, was not me. I don't know how that got there. In your eyes. Like,
you're like, I have the footage time. Here. That's no, nope.
Oh my God. There is footage of him too. Is not with that, but something else. And I was so, it was in robotics class, and I was like, oh my God, what is wrong with you?
But it's kind of cute at the same time. You're like, this is weird.
My little liar, my little liar.
Because things that kids do is always cute.
Exactly. Come on, little liar, come here. Give me a kiss.
Give me a kiss on the lips. I love you.
Oh, well, Rainbow, why don't you let everybody know the book and how they can get it and where they can find you so they can follow you?
So the book is Beau's Guide to Blackish Parenting, Keeping Up with the Johnsons. And it's everywhere. Amazon's the easiest place, but it was sold out. We reordered more. You can also get it at Barnes & Noble's. They were sold out too.
Damn.
I was really excited. I'm like, you can't get it anywhere in California. But we ordered more. And I'm on Instagram at The Real Rainbow, THA. And I'm working on another book as well. I heard you say you are working on a book. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
What's the next book?
It's parenting. Ooh. It's just much more, a little bit more specific. It'll be, hopefully you'll have me back on the show.
Oh,
be a very good topic of conversation. It'll be perfect for this.
Ah, shit.
Ooh, yeah. Spicy.
Yeah.
Feel good about it already.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Rainbow. And listen, don't forget, we do have, and this is the last show before our live show. So our live show is June 19th at Sony Hall. We have a new addition. Dave East is going to be joining us, as well as Trina, the baddest bitch, and she has an album out as well next week. And we also have Deval and Kadeen Ellis, who have been on Lip Service before, and Styles P and his wife Adjua.
This is an all-star lineup.
Yeah,
y'all
have a nice great show. That's on your live show.
Yes, a live show at Sony Hall. So make sure you get your tickets. It's in all of our links on Instagram, and it's a good time. We don't have a curfew. Sorry, I'm choking on tequila. We don't have a curfew, so it's going to be like, you know, we're going to go.
Go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be good.
Oh, we don't have a curfew.
No, they're not going to kick us out.
Can I get invited?
If you're here, we would love for you to come. Yeah, if you're still here.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yay.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Rainbow. We appreciate you.
Yeah, such a good time.
Thank you.
Lip service.